Welcome to Chapter 2, where we're going to cover the cell architecture overview, and I have to say, this is really exciting stuff. You know, understanding how cells are structured is crucial because it helps us appreciate how they function, and let me tell you, it's pretty fascinating. So, why does this matter, you might ask? Well, it's because the structure of a cell is essentially the foundation upon which all cellular activities are built, and if we don't grasp this, we can't really understand how life works at its most basic level. So, let's dive right in and explore the three primary regions of a typical cell. You've got your plasma membrane, which is like the cell's border control, deciding what gets in and out. Then there's the cytoplasm, which is like the cell's interior, bustling with activity, filled with all sorts of organelles and threads that give the cell its shape and support. And finally, you've got the nucleus, which is like the cell's library or vault, storing all the genetic information. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, but what about prokaryotes? They don't have a nucleus, right? That's correct, they don't, but we'll get into that later. Now, let's talk about organelles, which are like the cell's organs, each with their own specific jobs. You've got the cell membrane, which we already mentioned, but it's worth noting again because it's so important. It's not just a barrier, it's also involved in communicating with the outside world and maintaining the cell's shape. And then there's the cell wall, which is like the cell's suit of armor, providing protection and support, especially in plants, fungi, and many types of bacteria. I mean, can you imagine if our cells didn't have these structures, it would be chaos, right? So, to help you remember these key components, just think of a city, where the plasma membrane is like the city limits, the cytoplasm is like the bustling streets, and the nucleus is like the city hall, where all the important decisions are made. And the organelles, they're like the different districts, each with their own unique functions. Does that make sense? Okay, let's take a moment to let that sink in. As we move forward, we'll be exploring each of these regions and organelles in more detail, but for now, just remember that the cell's architecture is like a complex machine, with each part working together to keep the cell alive and functioning. And that's what makes it so amazing, right? The way all these different components work together in harmony. So, to summarize, we've covered the three primary regions of a cell and introduced the concept of organelles and their jobs. And don't worry if it seems like a lot to take in, we'll be revisiting these concepts throughout our journey. In the next chapter, we'll be diving deeper into the world of organelles, and trust me, it's going to be fascinating.